Anton Dunhill is a partner at Hunt & Hunt Lawyers. He joins us now. Mr. Dunhill, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, look, you brought this to our attention not long ago. Tell us about these 100 houses that are going to be compulsorily acquired in order to build East West Link.
Well, indeed, we're talking about hundreds of affected people. One of the issues that I was raising that might be pushing something like 100 affected properties or thereabouts, but LMA will know the exact number of affected people, is that they've already received notices of intention to acquire. Notices of acquisition are expected in October. What that basically means is that their properties will no longer be theirs in October if those notices are served.
So we know that the government hopes to sign a deal with the Spanish company, Acciona, in the next couple of weeks. So the government signs the contract, then these houses get compulsorily acquired in October. Then we have the election in November. Have I got the sequence of events correct there?
That seems roughly right, but more importantly, the acquisition is actually, while it's an adjunct issue, it's a separate issue. So whether or not the contracts are signed, you can still go ahead, I believe, with the acquisition. So they can obtain these properties with the view to building the project.
Okay, so they buy these 100 homes. They obviously pay the people a fair amount, but they're booted out. They've got to go and find somewhere else to live. In the meanwhile, let's just say Labor wins the election and tears up the contract, as it's threatening to do. What happens then? The state government owns 100 houses.
Yes, it's a bit of a complicated situation. There is provision in the legislation that you can sell it back to the initial homeowner. But bear in mind, or whatever resident, we're also talking about businesses and others affected.
Yeah.
The issue there is, firstly, you're talking about giving it back once you've already compulsorily acquired it. And perhaps more importantly, there's a real human cost here. There are clients of ours and other people who are affected by all of this, who are in the throes of trying to find a new place to move, and they're unable to do it without certainty about what's going to happen in the future. There might be that buyback.
Anton, I remember reading about someone who lived in either Doncaster or Templestowe or somewhere like that back in the 70s. Their house was compulsorily acquired, but for some reason, due to a route change or whatever, it was never actually built upon. And, years later, the person actually tried to buy back their own house because the government wasn't using it. What does the government do with these properties if it doesn't end up building the link? I mean, does it rent them out? What does it do?
Well, I can't tell you about back in the 70s because the act we work under now for Victoria is a 1986 act. But at this point in time, within 18 months, they're supposed to give it to the initial owner, the one who they've acquired this property from. The problem is as long as it's practicable. So it really depends what they've done with the property, whether the property still has the house or the building sitting on it.
And of course, the owners, if they've got the money, I mean, they'd want to go and find somewhere else to live. They've probably gone and bought something else, haven't they?
Well, that's part of this whole process, and I'm sure, I've certainly spoken to clients, and I'm sure there are people out there wondering, well, should we wait and see what happens in December? And I'd be very concerned about doing that because a notice of acquisition is a formal document, so if you receive it in October, that means that property, that interest, is no longer yours. Mm. And we're not just talking about homeowners, we're talking about anyone who's got an interest in the property, such as a tenant or a business or the like.
Yeah. Oh, it's very messy. Look, I really appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Anton Dunhill, partner at Hunt & Hunt Lawyers.